everybody. Well, Health Impact News did a great job. I was going to do this again today, but obviously these guys have done the work for me, so I'm really pleased. So thanks, Brian. Fantastic. Obviously, I'm just trying to get this information out. It's great resource, Health Impact News. So this is the number of death from this biological chemical weapon. There they are. That's them. The links to the actual government data is here. These are all government data, and we know that these numbers are sensitized. Blood disorders, lymphatic system. I'm not talking about the cancers that are going to come eventually, but this just shows the amount of deaths from all these different issues. So we've got a lot of people dying, a lot of people getting very, very sick, hundreds and hundreds of thousands from this experimental technology. As was reported by the MHRA, they stated they would expect large adverse reactions and death. Well, that's what's happened. So that shows that it was planned. Let it go ahead. So there you go. There's the numbers. We've seen senior nursing homes, a lot of young people dying, nurses dying, care home residents and people who've taken the vaccine die. In America, we've got the CDC, 1,700 dead, 38,000 injuries. Very severe injuries with a lot of people who will never ever recover. Anybody who's getting this remorse or potentially going to get sick over time from this pathogenic primer, biological weapon, then get in touch so that we can help you to get redress. This has opened up your police investigation in Italy, which is very, very helpful. And also what's going on in Israel. Obviously, Marvin Hagler died. Young people dying all over. Care home residents. Just goes on and on and on. In Israel, obviously, there's a case now launched for this genocide in the international courts. So hopefully we'll see how that goes. Still lots of people being harmed. Forced COVID vaccine, nursing homes. You're dealing with homicide and murder. It's exactly what you are dealing with. To try and say it's corporate manslaughter would be, not going to go down very well. So it's really important people get this out. 46 residents in Spain died after getting the vaccine. I mean, people are dying all over the place, but you've got to remember, this is the start of the horror show. This isn't what's going to come. You know, what's coming is a lot worse than this, because these pathogenic primers take down your immune system. So, yes, it is a Jewish Holocaust. Quite clever when you think about it. Instead of, building camps, concentration camps and burners, well, you know, these people pay for their own incineration after they've succumbed to this biological chemical weapon. Quite clever. You know, you've got to remember we're dealing with sophisticated, psychopathic, pathological, lying psychopaths in the political elites who want to reduce the world's population and are now going after the children. This is a really interesting case. 28 dead, right, after the experimental COVID shot. And there's now a police investigation where they're possibly going to try and deflect the blame from the kill. So anybody who knows any of these people or knows anybody in this room, ring up if you know anybody who's been charged. We have their defence and we've got that back, right? Because we can show that those deaths absolutely are linked to the biological chemical weapon to cause this mass murder. All right, so there's the number there. If anybody knows them, if you want to ring up, we'll try and get in touch, because we do need to help these people, because what we don't want to do is see innocent people go to prison to cover up the government's criminal enterprise with Billy Goat Gates to try and blame somebody else at one of these homes. Dead. Germany's elderly. No, one of the European Union. And Boris Johnson, the liar, tell you that it's safe. It ain't safe. You get this to your MPs. Needs to be a public inquiry now before more people are harmed. I know a lot of the criminals have actually voted to the extension of the emergency powers so they can force more people to die. Yes, this lady is dead, by the way. and it didn't go down very well for them on their mainstream. So lots of people dying, lots of younger people dying. But, you know, we only stop this when we stop it. We've now got the evidence of this genocidal crime. All right, so there you go, just another update. Speak soon, everybody. Get involved. We are the resistance to this crime.